Good morning. This shiur is going to be aired on the 38th day of the Omer, and we're learning Chayadim Klal Hey, and we're looking at Simen Yud Gimel. So we discussed right now a pause in the middle of the bracha. We discussed a speech between the bracha and the achila. What about speaking in the middle of the bracha? In Dimer Bemsa bracha, a person spoke in the middle of this bracha. So yimi bracha k'tzara, kibirchas aperos, kibirchas amitzus. The person makes the brachas in the henin. The whole bracha is 9-10 words long. Bracha to Hashem l'kenem l'cholam b'repia gofen. In the middle he speaks. So it changes the whole, the bracha loses its form, it doesn't make any sense anymore, there's other words in there, it clearly loses its understanding. So in that situation, a person adds some words in the middle of the bracha, he has to go back and make a new bracha. Even though it was the tzarech hasuda, you cannot add words in the middle of the bracha, it changes the whole bracha. A person's making a bracha, he's in a shul, and there's another minyan going, and he's already eating breakfast, or he's eating kiddush, and he's in the middle of making a bracha, and they say kaddish or kedusha, you do not answer. Obviously you don't answer amen in somebody else's bracha, etc. But you have a shalom amen or kaddish or kedusha, so the chayyadim is not sure, in the case where he interrupted for kaddish or kedusha or for amen, which he should not have done, but maybe that's halachically, if you did so, it would not required to make a nebracha, and he said sarachin. So based on the sofik, we would not go back and make a nebracha. But l'chadchila, a person should not answer. Now that's not my case of a bracha, what's known as a bracha kitzara, a short bracha. The whole bracha is 9-10 words long. The bracha mitzvahs is, depending exactly what the nusach of the bracha mitzvahs is, so it's 13, 14, 15 words possibly. That's the whole thing. What about a bracha rucha? The brachas kriyashma, each one is a long thought. Starts, the first bracha is very long, right? The second bracha is not as long, but it's called a bracha rucha. Or brachas ashayatzar, b'chiyatzipay. Mutachachil anas kaddish akadusha, v'amein da kelakadish v'shamayatvila. So a person will interrupt in the middle of these brachas to answer kaddish and kadusha. When we say kaddish, we mean the following. We mean the amein yeshmer rabba, and the main of the paragraph of the Amiron Ba'oma, Yisparach, Yishtabach, Yisparar, you finish it off, Rechusav, Yishirasa, Tushmachasav, and Achasad, Amiron Ba'oma, Vimru Amein, so you answer Amein Yishim Rabba, and the Amein at the end of that paragraph. You do not answer Amein after Tiskabel, or Heishloma, or Asisholam, or after Ayesor Rabbanon. You do not answer the Amein at the beginning of Yisgadav, Yisdei Shmei Rabba. You do not answer Brichu. You only answer those two parts. Kedusha, a person answers the pasuk of Kadosh, the pasuk of Baruch, and a person does not answer the pasuk of Yimloch. And you answer a main of two brachas in Shmone Esrei, the main of Akela Kadosh. You're here listening to Chazaras Hashatz, and you're saying, the person a little bit behind it, he's saying Berachos Kriya Shema, so he answers the main after Kela Kodesh, and he answers the main after Shemaya Tefillah. He also answered Alocha, Moedim Anachnu Loch, those three words, if the Tzibur gets to Moedim, he would say those three words with the Tzibur as well, Moedim Anachnu Loch. This is true for Berachos Kriya Shema, this is true for in the middle of Hallel, the same Alochas. In regards to Asher Yatzar, there's some person who say that it's actually more lenient. It's not part of Birchas Kriya Shema, not part of Hallel. It is a bracha with the beginning and an end. You might have to answer, and we proper. Mr. Burr seems to be that we proper to answer main of all brachas in that situation. Now that is true during Pesukah de Zimra as well. Pesukah de Zimra is considered the middle of a thought. The bracha of the beginning is Baruch Shamar. The bracha of the end is Yishtabach, and in between, a person that cannot speak, but he does answer main of any bracha. One last point about Birchas Kriya Shema is that, regards to answering Amen, that in between the brachas, the person just said Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMaros, he has not started Avaraba yet. Mr. Burr comes out, he would answer Amen to any bracha that he heard. If he heard another bracha at that point in time, he answers Amen. between Gal Yisrael and Shemoneh, so he obviously did not interrupt even for Kaddish and Kedusha. And in between Habachirim, Bamo Yisrael Be'ahavo and Shema, Mishnah Berurah seems to be Machriya that the person would answer in over there, even though we're not supposed to interrupt, regards to Shema, the Ikar Pesach is that it's not a Berachos HaMitzvahs, and a person would answer, Amen. Have a good morning.